Lisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Coach Lalisa for the Coach Lalisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I'm excited, excited, excited about this interview this morning. Our awesome, awesome guest, so don't go away. You got to stay tuned for the entire hour so that you can hear everything that she is going to tell us. Now, with that being said, let me first say I do apologize for yesterday. Many of you tuned in for your midweek inspirator, Mr. Virgin Bell Walker, but we were not here. Well, as it would go, Blog Talk Radio was having some technical difficulties. Their server was down. So many of you understand this terminology, and since we've been in the world of technology for the past, 20 years or so, that we've been doing it big time the way we're doing it now. So we know that happens. So it's not like, oh my God, what happened? No, servers go down. That's why there were many people totally against doing everything on the computer. Remember Y2K? That's a lot of the drama behind all of that is because when the server goes down, guess what? You're in mobile. There's nothing you can do. There's no way around it, you know. It's not like when the bus breaks down, you can take a taxi. Or if your car breaks down, you can jump on the bus. Well, when the server is down, it's down. That's it. It's a wrap. So you may as well go and do something else. But, so there you have it. Today, though, we are back. The server is up. I did contact Blog Talk Radio. They certainly did apologize. But guess what? That's the world of computers. So if you're not used to it, well, guess what? You might want to get used to it, especially with programs like this where there are so many people who are on the server now. Remember, Blog Talk Radio started back somewhere around 2006 or 7-ish or somewhere around there. And, you know, when it first started, there weren't that many people who had radio shows on here. Now, there are literally probably a billion people who probably now have a Blog Talk Radio show or page. Yes, I know. I was doing the same thing, Pat. I was like, okay, what's going on here? But eventually it took me a few minutes to realize that something was wrong with the server. Well, the server is up and running. Everything's going fine. We're back. You're back. Remember, we just keep moving on up. we keep moving on up. We're resilient. Well, my guest today is awesome and absolutely amazing, and I'm just waiting for her to come to the line. Miss Ronnie Nicole, if you're in the house, I need you to just hit your number one key so I will know that it is you that is on the switchboard. I won't know it's your particular number until you hit the number one key. By the way, if you are listening and you would like to make a comment, you have a question for my guest, you can simply hit your, you have to dial in first. The number is 347-945-7991. And once you do that, you hit your number one key on your keypad, on your phone pad, and I would know that you're in the host queue. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about this lady who is going to be my guest for today. She has, to me, just a fascinating life. She's a filmmaker. She's also an image maker. And I also believe she sculpts, but I'm not sure. But we'll ask her about that when she gets here. She has a movie, coming out. It will be showing this movie March 3rd, 4th, and 5th as part of, not each day, but as part of a film festival. Her movie will be showing. Now, what you can do is it's free. You can make your way over. Her movie will show on Friday, 5 o'clock p.m., and the name of her movie is Grace. And this movie will be at the Paul Robeson Center at Rutgers University. But you don't want to miss not one segment of the Women in Media and Newark Presents of the Spirit. Of the Spirit, that is the name of this their event. Yes, Women in Media. And Ronnie Nicole, her movie will be on display. I can't wait. Friday, 5 o'clock p.m., the Paul Robeson Center at Rutgers University in Newark. And there's about at least six movies that will also short film. It's a film festival, y'all. So if you've never been to a film festival, make your way to Newark, New Jersey, Thursday, March 3rd, Friday, March the 4th, and Saturday, March the 5th. Starting on Thursday, they have a 2 o'clock movie and a 5:30 movie. On Friday, there's a 5 o'clock movie and a 5:45 movie. You got to get there. You got to see it. It's going to be awesome. I am so looking forward to this. I will be there. I will also be on hand to interview a couple of the other filmmakers. We have a filmmaker coming, not only to the show today, but also we will be talking to film directors and filmmakers right there at the Paul Robeson Center in Newark, New Jersey. You want to make your way there. Bring your family. Bring your children. Bring your friends. Now, she's going to be telling us the inside scoop on how to produce a movie. The name of her movie is Grace. And it's about a woman. Well, I'll let her tell you all about it, but it is going to be awesome. I'm telling you, you've got to go and tell everyone you know to make it down to Rutgers University, to the Newark Public Library on Thursday. The movies will be shown at the Newark Public Library. 2 o'clock is 2 o'clock and 5:30. On Friday is a 5 o'clock, 5:45. And then on Saturday, starting at 12 noon to about 3:30. So you want to be there. And these are short movies, so it's going to be power-packed. It's going to be interesting. You're going to get an opportunity to meet the individuals who made these movies, find out how they did it, what does it take. I mean, if any of you ever have that as a dream, a desire, a goal, or if you know anyone that does, bring them. Do have your young children, your young people in your life. Bring them. Let something be sparked in them in the industry of art, filmmaking. So, Paul, I thought that this would be an interesting topic since you're in the same industry, filmmaking. So I thought you would really enjoy the show today. So if you're in the chat room and you have a question that you want me to ask Miss Ronnie Nicole, when she gets here, she will be here in just a moment. I know she is probably trying to get to the phones and call in, so we will definitely, when she comes, we will make sure that she can get on the phone lines. So Ronnie's going to call in, and then she's just going to hit her number one key, and therefore I will know she's in the host queue. So it is going to be awesome. I can't wait. I'm so looking forward. We have people coming on wanting to hear from her, wanting to hear how she did it. I did talk to her about a week and a half ago, and I know Patricia, you also probably spoke to her. Possibly you were the one who actually contacted her to get her today's date to be on the show. So I'm not sure if you spoke to her verbally or if it was through texting or inboxing. I guess that's what we call it on Facebook, inboxing. But if you want to get that film done, if you want to know how it's done, maybe you're just a curiosity seeker. Maybe you're just curious in how someone actually puts together an entire movie. Well, you may want to tune in. Okay. Yes, you know, I know I was right. Wonderful. Okay, so, well, the phone lines are open. The phones are, we're standing by. We're ready to take your call. We're ready to find out from Ronnie what exactly she did. I want to know. You know how they used to have that little saying, inquiring minds want to know. Well, my inquiring mind, I want to know. I am very curious as to how she got in this filmmaking industry and actually produced an entire film. And that's why I can't wait to get there next week. Oh, my goodness, you got to be kidding. It can't be next week. Well, it might be. I don't know. Next week seems to come. No, the week after. The week after. Yes, yes, yes. The week after. That's what it is. Okay, so I was going to say, wow. So, but Ronnie Nicole is a filmmaker. In addition to being a filmmaker, she is also an image maker who graduated from Clark Atlanta University. She was a teacher. She has a degree in English and education. And she also attended the graduate school of Savannah College of Arts and Design, where she studied film and television. You see, you can do that. All you have to do, if you want to know, if you don't know, and you want to know, just go and learn. Go and learn. Go and learn how to start a movie, how to write a movie, how to make a movie, how to get in a movie. You can do it. You can do it. I'm telling you, and she's going to come on, and she's going to tell you how to do it, how it's done. Miss Ronnie Nicole, all the way from Georgia. Now she's in New York City, which is probably a great place to be, right? That's a great place to be if you're in the film industry, play industry. Okay, so, you know, this is an early morning for some people, so we have to give people, you know, a moment to get up sometimes. You know, we just do it right, so naturally we just jump up and get on the coast to the Lisa call, but we have to understand that for some people, this is early in the morning, so we do thank you for hanging in there and waiting for our awesome guest. But like I said, she's a filmmaker, a writer, an image maker, also a storyteller. So yeah, I guess, Paul, if you're going to make a film, you'd have to be good at telling stories. Is that not true? Paul, you would know something about that. Paul is also a film director, and as you know, he's made movies, he's worked with movie stars, he's helped other people make their movies. I thought it was real interesting, though, about music movie. Maybe, Paul, you can answer this question. Where does the word movie come from? Where did movie? I'm just curious. Where did movie? Maybe you know, Patricia, you're in the chat room there. Maybe you know, where does the word movie come from? I'm just curious. It's not as though it's moving as you're sitting there watching it. Well, I guess in a way, something is moving. So I always kind of wonder, where do we get movie from? Maybe, Paul, I figure since you're in this industry, you might have some answer to that. Where does the word movie come from? So, anyway, back to the whole concept of this is, oh, by the way, good morning, and we just celebrate another day in Black History Month. If you have any Black History Month celebrations that you will be attending, that's wonderful. Great. Congratulations. Maybe your company is having some type of event, a Black History Day or something like that. Most companies do something. Not all of them, but some of them do. I know every year at Continental Airlines, they do that. For the entire month, they would have activities going on in the Newark airport. And I took part in many of those days, many of those years that they would have something there, and it was always fun and lively. And remember, they have a lot of customers as well as employees that work at the Newark Airport, and they would have groups come in, choirs, singing groups, actors, actresses, all kinds of people, motivational speakers. That's how I got in, and they would have us come during Black History Month celebration. So if you have something that you're going to, great. You know, if you, wherever you're at, if you're looking for something to do, if you're wondering what should you do, you want to take your children to something and you don't know of anything, well, of course, many houses of worship also are having their events. I know my church is having something, but also your local colleges, all the colleges, every last one, most of them are having a ton of events all month long, and so it shouldn't take you long to find something that you could take part of, that you could attend. So as we wait, and we will definitely, as soon as our guest gets on the line, we will definitely bring her on the air without any hesitation. Good morning to those of you who are standing by. And we can't wait to hear from Ms. Ronnie Nicole, who I happen to have spoken to. And I know she was very excited about coming on to talk about her movie, Grace. That is the name of her movie, Grace. But until she gets here, we will, the show, as they say in show business, the show must go on. Now, let me tell you about an event that is coming up on March the 12th. March the 12th. Because, you see, you may not write a movie. You may want to write a book. You may want to write an audio book, such as what Paul has. Or you may want to write a small play. I had a young man right here I met off Blog Talk Radio. He did mail me his book. And just a cute little book. And he's going to be coming on the show at some point in time to discuss his book and what his book is about. But we're going to have book lovers, book readers, authors, publishers, graphic art designers, all kinds of people will be showing up on March the 12th. March the 12th, Newark, New Jersey, at the Wyndham Hotel on Route 1 and 9 South. For those of you in this area, you are familiar with that highway. Routes 1 and 9 South, right near the Newark Airport in Newark, New Jersey, at the Wyndham Hotel. We are scheduled to be there from 9 to 3. We also have Ms. Guyana Flagg, who is the creator of the Women's Empowerment Book Club. They've been meeting on Saturdays. They've been having phone conferences. She's featuring a lineup of authors and their books, discussions about the books, changing people's lives. She was having something afterwards, so we're trying to, you know, make sure that they're both connected, because some of her authors will be at, on the panel at the March 12th event. It is the first international Christian writer and publisher convention. So you want to register, go to my website, NaliceJWilliams.com. Click on the link there for the Writers Convention, and you will be able to register. Register for this powerful event where you're going to learn the writing process. You're going to learn how to market your book. You're going to learn how to promote and sell your book or your play or your movie. We have film director Joshua Coates coming up. He's going to also talk about his latest movie that they are in the stages right now to promote the movie Iniquity. Also, we have as our keynote speaker Dr. Lee Jones. He is the CEO and editor-in-chief of Inspire magazine. You heard him on the show. We interviewed him about a month and a half ago. He will be coming up, and he also is a very powerful and dynamic speaker, writer. So definitely make sure you are in the house on March 12th. It's a Saturday. Yes. I'm on the line with a quick idea. Great. Okay, there you are. Okay, I got you, Paul. We want to hear your quick idea. Yes.
Hi, can you hear me all the way from Tokyo?
All the way from Tokyo. Tokyo.
Oh, good. You can hear me. The line sometimes sounds dead. That's why I always ask you. But you were talking about writing just now, and you were also talking about Black History Month. And there's something that the two of these connect to me, and it's something I use. It's in my mind every day. Alex Haley, it took him 10 years of research and writing to write Roots. And, of course, it's a very thick book. And then it became, it was made into a mini-series, and it was the number one watched event in the history of television. And so much so, they even did a Roots 2 mini-series that brought it all the way up to Alex Haley's life. But I remember there was an interviewer that asked Alex Haley, if you knew your book was going to be such a big seller and that they would make a movie out of it, or a TV series out of it, what would you have done different? And Alex Haley answered, I would have typed faster. And that's I always remember that, because, and you talk about writing, you know, writers, and somebody might be writing a movie, and you don't know when you finish your book, you don't know the great things that could happen. I mean, it could be a bestseller, or you can meet special people through that book, even if it's not a bestseller. You don't know what's going to happen, or you write a movie, or any action you take. And I always think, you know, type faster, because this could be the one. This could be my Roots, or this could be the one that could introduce me to a producer. So I just wanted to put those two ideas together, and it's with me every day. Type faster. And I heard him say that years and years ago. I would have typed faster. So we don't know the success that will come when we take any action. So that's the idea I wanted to.
Wow. That is, oh my God, that is so powerful. Wow. Well, you know what, Paul? You know, you never cease to add something so unique and just rich. So valuable to the Coach Valisa Show, and that's why we absolutely love you, and we so thank you for you know, stepping up, coming on to the Coach Valisa Show when you did, you know, sharing your insight is just phenomenal. So I tell you, I'm going to take those two things with me. You just don't know.
Okay, great.
Boy, that's it right there. Get moving, A, number one. But he would have typed faster. He said he worked for 10 years to do the research. And that movie has changed history. It's changed America.
Sure has.
It's changed. Yes. Yes, my
goodness. And he got to hang out with all those movie stars that were in the production, both productions, and he got to meet everybody. And he could have done it if he could have typed faster, or if he had a computer, he had to use a regular typewriter. Now with a computer, you can type faster. He could have done it in 5 years, maybe, and get to those famous people and all that success and freedom and money 5 years earlier. So I say, you know, no matter what you're doing, type faster.
Yeah, you said two things. You said type faster, and you never know where that thing that you did, you never know where it's going to take you.
That's right. Any action, even a phone call, you don't know. So make that phone call. Okay, I'll be listening to your show. I'm in the chat room. Bye for now.
Thank you. He has certainly left us with something to never forget. I mean, wow, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. Because you're right. You write a book, like you said, you know, it's not even, the book is not even about if it becomes a bestseller or not. But I'm going to see and open up the phone line to see if this is our very, very special guest. Good morning. Would this happen to be Ronnie Nicole? Area code 973-634. Is that you, Ronnie? Okay, maybe not. Maybe not. All right, then I will. Okay, by the way, area code 973-634, do you want to tell us who you are? You're on the air with Coach Lalisa, area code 973-634. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, caller, you're on the air, 973-634. Okay, well, caller, if you are Nicole and you're having some challenges with your phone, if you hit the number one key, and that will let me know that it is you. I'm not sure who that caller is. So, but Paul, I mean, your points are just so well taken, so amazing. You know, that's like with my book. I don't think if I had not written God's Plan for My Success, which was my first book, a personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. If I had not written that book, and then Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. I really doubt very much if, Paul, I would know you or if I'd be here on the radio, because it was because of those books that I said, okay, I need a forum to get the books out there, to get the messages of the books out there to the people who need it. I mean, what's the sense of writing a wonderful book, putting all of your thoughts, ideas, and experiences and research into them, and then just laying it down on your cocktail table or laying it down on your shelf or just putting it on your desk. So that caused me, like you said, it caused me to move and to make one move, and I made a move to get on a person's radio show, Dr. Albert Lewis, and that was some years ago. I got on his show, and from his show, I started my own show. Good morning, Beth Nicole, Ronnie Nicole, 973-634. Okay. Good morning. You're on the air. Okay, so maybe not. And I guess I better stop asking them that. All before they get upset and hang up on me. So, now maybe they just want to listen. Okay, Ronnie Nicole, if you're out there, call 347-945-7991. And we are standing by waiting to hear from you. But, yes, so when I did get in touch with Dr. Albert Lewis, just to be a guest on his radio show. He invited me to the studio, and I was just giving him a flyer. I just wanted him to mention my book. I was doing a book signing, and I just wanted him to mention my book signing on his radio show. And he says, no, why don't you come to the studio and talk about your book? And I said, I was like blown away. I said, you got to be kidding. And so I drove down to Plainfield, New Jersey, to Harvest Radio, where they were located at the time, 1070 or something, or 1020, right down 7th Street in Plainfield, New Jersey. I go there, I go up in the studio, and when I walked in that studio, I said, okay, I did a radio show, no problem. I was his guest. But because I went to the studio, I never heard of that radio station before. And that, you know, I knew the radio station by then. So I started listening to the radio station. I started tuning in. And one day, as I was tuned in to the radio station, they made an advertisement. They said, anyone who wants to have a radio show, give us a call. So guess what I did? You're right. I called and I said, oh, I heard your advertisement about a person having a radio show. And they said, okay. I said, oh, well, I'm interested. And they said, oh, really? So they put me on the phone with another woman who actually is she's the general manager for the station, Melissa Prayer. I get on the phone with Melissa Prayer, and I said, hi, Melissa, this is Lalisa. I heard the ad, and I'm interested. She says, well, come down and let's talk. And I'm thinking, okay, this has got to be a joke, right? I never did radio in my life, and you know, per se. Used to talking, but never radio. Never once had one class in radioism. I get in my car. I drive down to Plainfield, New Jersey. She brings me her office, and she says, but here's the funniest thing. I go to a radio station. I had only been there once. Never been to a radio station before. I sit down with a general manager, and I was not, this really is the truth, y'all. I was not the least bit scared or nervous. And I remember asking her later, why did you give me a radio show on the air with you all? You know, I didn't have a background in this and everything. Now that I think about it, probably the first thing she said, oh, you were a natural. And I was wondering, what does that mean, you're a natural? Well, probably because that reason. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't scared. I was sitting there talking with her as if I had probably produced 100 radio shows. And so, you know, Paul, that's right there is something that can help people. When you go somewhere to talk to someone about something, act as if you've already done it 1,000 times. Don't go in there as if it's your first. Now, that was my absolute first time ever talking to a general man. I didn't even know what a general manager of a radio station was. That was my first time going to tell anyone I wanted to produce a radio. I didn't even know what radio production was, you see. But I wasn't the least bit nervous or afraid. So I went in there and she says, well, what kind of radio show? And I'm like, but I could have been like, but you got to think fast on your feet, and it helps if you've seen other radio shows. So I said, oh, it'll be a talk show, much like, the only thing I could think of was Michael Basin. I said, it would be much like the Michael Basin show, just with a Christian perspective. And she's like, oh, okay. She was like, okay, and what would you call it? And I said, oh, okay, I don't know, but I'll get back to you with the name. So she said, well, give a name for it, tell me what the format is going to look like, and then call me back. I had to go home and figure out, first of all, what does she mean by a format? What would be a catchy name to make people want to tune in? And this is how my show got started. And then I said, I went home and I prayed. I said, okay, God, now you got to help me. How am I going to do this? And, you know, he'll always give you help, right? And so he dropped in my spirit the name of the show, The Power of Truth, and that's how I came up with the Power of Truth radio show. And the format was going to be a talk show, and it was going to be a topic and bringing on guests and asking them questions. And so I had no commercials. I had no sponsors. All I had was my topic and the fact that I was going to invite people on and talk to them and ask them questions, right? Sure enough, I told the woman who had helped me with my cover design for God's Plan, I told her, see, that's why you got to tell people stuff. I told her about it. She had a person that she had did some work for, and she said, oh, he would make a great guest. So my very first guest in December of 2005, December 1, my first guest was a man by the name of Joseph Graham, Dr. Joseph Graham. He was from New Jersey, but he was living in North Carolina. He had just finished doing a play, writing a play that was going to be showing in Newark, New Jersey. And his play was entitled, Who's Going to Save Me? It's Time to Tell My Secrets. And I called him up. She gave me his number. I called him up. I told him that I had a radio show, my very first show. He drove down. He met me on Route 22. He followed me to the studio. He was my first guest. And guess what? I'm telling you, you can really be set up for some things. The very first day of my show aired on, a Thursday when my first started airing, Thursday or Friday. Well, maybe a day or two before my show aired, and some of you will remember this, it was the day that, what's his name, the singer, the gospel singer, Kirk Franklin. It was the day that Kirk Franklin sat on Oprah Winfrey's couch and told his secrets about his life in pornography and how it was ripping apart his marriage. So here we had this gospel icon on one of the biggest, not one of the biggest talk show in television history, Oprah Winfrey, sitting there telling her and the world his secret, and here I sit in my little studio, my little show, my very first show, with Joseph Graham, with a play entitled, Who's Going to Save Me? It's Time to Tell My Secrets. So you can, I guess you know the rest is history. What we talked about, not only his play, but we were able to pull in what was happening currently because of Kirk Franklin coming out with that news. And I'll never forget, it was the cutest thing. Melissa, people were calling. People were calling the studio and applauding the show. I'll never forget it. And she says, oh, do you want to take callers? And I said, sure. She says, sure, taking callers, that's not an easy thing. I said, yeah, no problem. And I don't know who it was. Somebody called in and had a comment or a question. And ever since then, she was like, okay, you got it, Louisa. And that's how I did. I ended up doing the show there for 3 years. I went from a half-hour show to an hour show and many, many other things. Now, let's just see. If you're on the phone and you're just tuning in, you probably came expecting to hear an interview with my guest, Ronnie Nicole. And so something probably happened. I'm not quite sure what. And I will definitely get her back on because I really wanted you to meet her. She has a new movie coming out. And I just talked to her yesterday. So it's not like she didn't know about the show. But, things do happen. So but we've had fun. Paul has called in with some wonderful, wonderful insight for us about writing. And he shared earlier something that he had heard. Alex Haley, the author of Roots, and how he got started and how much research he did for that movie, and look how it changed the lives, and even Roots 2 and the many actors and actresses that their careers were birthed, the writers or producers, the lifestyle that he went on to live, and the many, many people that celebrated him for all that he did. Wow. Awesome, awesome. And so Paul's message to you today was, get started with something. Just do it. Sometimes we wait and wait, and we're missing out on the doors that would be open if we would just go on and do it. I mean, you know, when I moved to New Jersey in 1987, come on, hosting a radio show was never a part of my dream, my plan. It was never anything I ever thought I would do. So, you know, Paul, I'm really understanding and feeling what you're saying about that. That is just so true. You know, just get started. Now, Mr. Walker, I'm trying to work out something where he can, you know, well, he'll come next week and he'll talk about, he'll use the topic that he was going to share with you on yesterday. Because we know Blog Talk was shut down and maybe some people tried to call in yesterday and couldn't get in. And so maybe they think that you can't get in today. But we're here today. We're live right here in the virtual studio of the Lisa J. Williams, where we are hosting the Cultural Lisa Show. And we have more shows that we're now working on. I never thought I would be in this industry at all, period. But here we are, and we're actually loving it. I love every minute. If there's anything that I could do full-time without pay, oh, I guess it would be, since I'm doing it now, full-time without pay is hosting a radio show. But, well, we're going to be hosting a TV show very, very soon. But we have to make sure we can do internet and television because a lot of people are watching TV that way today, you know. A lot of people, of course, we still have televisions in our home, and we're not going to get rid of them, not going to just throw them away. But many, many people are producing movies and TV shows for the internet and other mobile devices because, you know what, let's face it, Americans and people, they want things on the go. They want to take it with them. And if you don't believe me, all you got to do is stand on any street USA, and watch the amount of people that you see walking and or driving with a cell phone to their ear. They want to talk on the go, and you will even see some walking and texting. That means, so when people tell you they're not good at multitasking, say, no, I saw you walking and texting. That's two tasks right there. So you are multitasking. If you can drive and talk on the phone, you can multitask. If you can talk on the phone and do anything, so never say, oh, I'm not good at multitasking. Yes, you are. Because if you're not good at it, you need to stop driving and get off that phone. Because somebody's life could be in danger. Well, people talk and they type, and they talk and they write, they talk and do many things at the same time. And so that's multitasking. So we don't say, you know, we can't do it, we just do it. And we do it, and we do it bigger, we do it better. The more we do it, the better we get. Oh, by the way, you know, we got to get healthy. We talked about that at the end of last year. We talked about health and how we wanted to make sure our health is in order. Well, by the way, yesterday I went to a seminar on healthy living. Oh, my goodness, it was an eye-opener. Healthy living. He talked about the muscle mass. He talked about how to build muscle mass and how to build muscle strength. He talked about cardiovascular exercise and workout and how important it is for us to expand our hearts and our breathe and our lungs. And so we have to do these exercises so that we can breathe deeper and breathe longer and therefore have the stamina to complete, again, to complete the task. And he talked about building muscles. And, you know, one of the exercises that he said that is really, 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 really good to strengthen your muscles and to build muscle mass, both two things, too. One is push-ups, believe it or not. So you don't have to go out and spend all this money on all this fancy equipment. Just start doing some push-ups, pushing your own body weight. Push-ups and crunches, just doing some crunches. Get on the floor the old-fashioned way, doing some crunches. You don't need all that expensive equipment. It was so funny. He said that most of the people that he knows, most of his clients he works with, he said those pieces of equipment that people buy ends up being a clothes rack or a clothes hanger. Of course, everybody in the room laughed when he said that. And he said, you know, just, you know, do some crunches. And he said the abdomen, after a while, it stops receiving the exercises. So, in other words, you know, you can do 10 or, you know, maybe 3 repetitions of 10, okay? And that's good. All that, you know, doing 100 and all that 500, it may make you feel good, but you're not benefiting your act. So, you know, he just gave out a lot of good information. And, and the squat, he said, the ultimate in building up your muscles is doing squats, a real squat, the proper way to squat. And he demonstrated how to do that. So maybe I'll do some exercise videos and put them on YouTube. But I thought that was really good, especially now, you know, the spring is coming. People are, you know, we want to get into those, really, you know, get into shape so we can get out and, you know, take advantage of this nice weather. And he also something he said that's very, very, very important. He said, make sure that you do the exercise that you like doing, okay? So in other words, if you like riding bikes, keep riding bikes. If you like walking, walk. If you like running, run. If you're a swimmer, swim. You play basketball, play basketball. You may go to the gym. That's fine. You may go to the gym and work out. But he says that it's best to still keep up the regimen of the thing that you love doing, because, of course, you're going to do that more. And one of the things he said about, for those of you who want to lose weight, he said that keep this in mind. And I didn't hear his first 5 minutes of his presentation, but what I did get out of it, he had some healthy snacks there. They had yellow and green and red pepper. He had that sliced up. He had some nuts and raisins and like one of those little granola-type breakfast bar type things. He had that, and he had water and carrots, broccoli, and also on the table. So he said, you know, but he said it, basically, it all comes down to nutrition. You want to lose weight? He said, basically, it all comes down to nutrition. He said, believe it or not, you are what you eat. So he said, every time you're ready to eat something, think about that. You are what you eat. And so I thought that was pretty interesting. He also said that, and just remember, it takes 3,500 calories to make a pound. 3,500 calories makes a pound. So he said, for instance, if you want to lose pounds, yes, you want to exercise, but if you cut down on your calorie intake, just cut it down. Maybe instead of, you know, if you watch your calories, just maybe cut it down to like 500 calories a day, all right? And then do things that burn calories, do things that burn calories. And he said, and you will lose the weight. But he said, in terms of getting a six-pack and things like that, you know, it's just, he said, you can do all the exercise in the world. But if you don't eat properly, you're not going to notice much of a difference or much of a change. So I thought that was really good. So it was good. It was good to hear that, because, you know, we need to hear that over and over and over. Yes. Okay, Green Beasley said most physical exertion, be routine. Oh, yes, and consistent. That's what he said, too. He absolutely said, can any physical exertion be a beneficial form of exercise? Yes, it can be, but it has to be repetition, he said. He said, that is the key. That is the key. If you do it every day, all the time, or every other day, but he said, you got to keep up. He gave a funny, little funny joke about a client coming in to the gym. He said, they do this all the time. They come in, he sits down with them, this is a brand new client, and he says to them, okay, so, you know, what do you want to do, blah, blah, blah. And he said, okay, so how do you want to get started? How many days you want to come? I'm coming 7 days a week, he said. And he was like, and so, oh, okay, 7 days, all right. And he says, they come 7 days, and after like a week or two, they're burnt out and they don't come back. So he said, he was making a joke saying, that's not what to do. Start, he says, always start very, very small, okay? Because if you start too large, you're going to get overwhelmed, and you're going to end up dreading having to go. So he said, start very small and then work your way up. So I thought that was also good to know, too. So it's okay to start with just that one block, just once a week, walk around the block. Maybe the next week one day you'll walk two blocks and then keep building and building and building until you've built a habit. And then, you know, habits are hard to break once you build it. But to start off, it's okay, I'm going to run 5 days a week. Okay, great. That's where you want to go. That's where you want to end up. But just start. Just go and just get up and run one day. You know, some of us have that big plan. Oh, I'm going to run 5 days a week. We ain't ran one yet. Okay, so run one day a week. What did you say about the, so some of those exercises, they just really aren't, especially like some of those machines, those, he said, they're not all that beneficial. The real beneficial things, he said, would be, somebody had a funny, oh my God, it was so funny. One of the staff members that was attending had a question about his aunt who had one of those equipment that you get on television. You see on TV where you shake it and you just shake like that, right? And you're supposed to be losing all this weight. And, you know, he had everybody cracking up. He says, listen, no, you don't. He says, in order to get a real benefit to your biceps and muscles, whatever you're trying to build up, you have to have full extension. You know, so it's not a shaking, you know, these little short shakes. It's a full extension. So, you know, and either, you know, out to the front or straight up and down or, you know, even down to the side. And also he said, all that leaning over, don't lean over too far to the left or to the right. Short lean from your torso up, but not including your hip and all that, he said, because it can do damage to your spine. So it's some really good information. But definitely, he said again, the best exercise in the world is not going to help you lose weight if you don't change your eating habits. He said nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. So, well, we are going to definitely, I'm sure I'll probably hear from Ronnie and we'll reschedule her to come on. So let me just go on and tell you a little bit about my guest for tomorrow. And if any of you have a comment or a question about March 12th coming up in just a couple of weeks, I hope you already registered for this event. You can go to my website and register. You can call me at 908-432-1853. That's my cell. Leave a message or call 888-714-7776. Please leave a message, and I can return your call and get you registered for the event. Once all the registration, it is limited seating, so once all the registrations are in, that will be it. So please do not wait, do not wait. Get your seat. We're going to have all the major authors from around the state there. They're going to be there. We even have authors coming as far as Philadelphia. If you want to meet them, you want to find out how they did it and learn from them. And if you have anybody that you know wants to write a book, going to write a book, make sure they come. If you need to treat them, treat them. You're not going to get this kind of information anywhere for $30. So make sure you register. That's less than a penny. It's probably less than half a penny a day. So it's a dollar. It's 30 days of $1 a day, and you got your registration. So make sure you come. And use your money wisely. You got to invest. If you don't invest in you, who will? If you're not willing to invest $30 to learn how to put your book together, how to market your book, how to connect, then, you know, where else will you not invest? So it's not a lot. So please make sure you come to this event to learn how to get your book written, published, and if you are a person just wanting to come to network and to meet with all of the authors and you're not able to register at this time because of financial problems, we understand. Everybody goes through stuff. Just give me a call and we can make some provision for you. But if you don't call me, I won't know. So there you have it. But tomorrow we have the Empowerment Women coming on the line, Miss Olivia, she will be here, and her team member, They will be here to talk about how to get your life empowered, how to reach your goals, how to live your dreams. She is the person who's having the Empowerment Conference down in Atlanta, Georgia, where I will be one of their guest speakers for the Women's Global Empowerment Retreat. Women's Global Empowerment Retreat. I will be there. Olivia will be there. Yearling, she is coming on tomorrow. You don't want to miss her tomorrow. And also, one of her partners will be there. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock right here on Blog Talk Radio, tune in. They will be having this, the retreat is going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, March the 18th and March the 19th. I'm sorry, to the 20th. They have women by the busloads coming from Cincinnati, Ohio, which is my hometown, and also Olivia's hometown. But the Women's Empowerment Retreat, which is hosted by the Global Empowerment Group, will be held in Atlanta, Georgia, March 18th, 19th, and 20th. So all the details is on a flyer that's on my page for that. She will be on tomorrow. She'll be able to tell you all about it. Anybody, if you want, ever wanted to go to Atlanta, this might be your time to do that. You can come down there with us. They will help you create the life you desire. I'll tell you just a little bit about Miss Olivia. All I know is she is the dean of IT at Everest College in Georgia. She's the dean of IT, okay, at the IT department. That's information and technology. That she's the dean of that department for Everest College. And she does workshops all over the Atlanta area and other places teaching people about technology. So it's always good to know someone like her that's a dean, a specialist of technology. But she also has several other events as well. But she is connecting with many people around the country and letting them know about the Women's Empowerment Retreat. I will be there doing a workshop that Friday night. So there will be workshops Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday morning. They will be closing out with a special service. So you don't want to miss it. You can also see a little bit of Atlanta while you're there. Well, it's been great. It's been real. We have just a few seconds left. Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show and standing by. I think we're going to have high temperatures today. It was fairly warm last night. They said by tomorrow we'll be in the 60s. We thank you for tuning in. So don't forget, come back tomorrow. Same time, same place. This has been Coach Lalisa. Don't forget, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. Everybody have a wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.